Azura, Sunday afternoon, last DJ set on the main floor. The music will keep going on the chill out till night. We are with a very special soul, I would say. He comes from a very interesting country, I would say. I've not been there, but friends and people who have been talk about it. He did an amazing, incredible set last night, the night before, from 5:30 till 7:30 in the morning, between Nate Plutchikalter and Magnus Solar Fields. So yeah, let's talk about a little bit his inspiration, his background. So here we are with Atati, Roman. Nice, thank you for being here.
Hi, hello.
You come from Ukraine, right?
Yes, right. And we live in such a small part of Ukraine, which is totally at the west part. It's called Transcarpathia. And it's really nice to have the trans word in the name of our region. Yeah. And same is the name of our trans family, our friends, Transcarpathians. So yeah, I'm from there and really lucky to be close to Hungary because it's really so close, but also to Poland, to Romania and to Hungary. Yeah, and nice to be here in Europe to share, to see, to dance, to play, to meet you. It's really nice.
Well, definitely the eastern countries of Europe, and I think that we can consider Ukraine between the border, so Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, they have still something, the people from there, that it's tribal, it's you keep the connection with the air, and definitely that's, I could say that that's a big part of your music. It was an amazing diversity set from Goa, full-on, tribal, even samba. Yeah, people, psychedelic samba. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about your source of inspiration. I mean, this tribal spirit, this sense, this connection from the earth, you find it in Ukraine, also in your traveling to make your music, to play your music.
Yeah, of course, it comes from many different cultures, but especially, you know, our region is situated very close. I can say it is on the start of the mountains, so Carpathian Mountains, where the original culture and music has the same tribal. So it's just a question of blood, and I think this tribal ethno and I don't know, spiritual feeling and vibes in music, it comes from the place, first place. Yeah, of course, traveling, it brings some another ideas. I also trying to keep the recorder, sound recorder, to record some samples all around and to put some samples into my tracks. I also doing my own project, Atati, special for chill out. It's chill out music. So you can hear also different influences from different sounds here, from a lot of places on earth, and I hope it just continues, because the world is so big and so many beautiful things are around that you just should use them.
Yeah, where people can get more information from you, I mean, about your music, your projects, website, or...
You know, I'm still not doing so much on promotion. I mean, it's not some really huge web page, and I don't know what else. But it's still possible to find the simple MySpace, which is really nice. I think it's good to have such a small but still good place to share something. So it's in MySpace, it's Atati. It's simply to find. You can see some photos. You can listen already. 10 tracks made by me, of course, chill out. Also, it's possible to download some DJ sets. So, yeah, I hope in future I would like, of course, to have some more space to share information with all the people, because it's really nice nowadays. The internet has a huge possibility to create, to share. So welcome.
Yeah, definitely. What does it mean, Atati?
It's a really nice story. When I found out this name, I don't really realize so many meanings of this word. But 2 years later, it was 2005 probably, when I got the full information about this name, and it has a few meanings in Sanskrit. It means like men performing or dancing on stage, so it's like this. Also, there is a word in Tanzania, an African country, which means father, and more in meaning of padre, and not like, but it can be used like father and padre, same. And also there is one mountain which is between Israel and Lebanon. It's called El Atati. And one day I would like to perform maybe there. It will be really nice.
Well, definitely the word comes up with very strong meaning. Yeah, what we can say and about Ozora, I don't know if it's your first time here, but what you would like to point out for the people about this gathering, Ozora, this festival?
I should say that it's one of the really wow. It's the wow. And we are here, me, my family, also our daughter, we are here from 2005, every year, coming here and playing, and it's just amazing.
Well, definitely I could say that your music, it's on the top of the representation of what Ozora means. In terms of not only music, because music is great, but we should be aware that this is much more than a party itself. I mean, the environment that it's created here, it's difficult to describe by words, but beauty is present. From the music to the decoration, to the people, to how things are done by the organizers.
Everything.
Okay, and do you have any next festivals, gatherings already for the rest of the year or next year?
This year is already closed by this festival, but for sure there will be some smaller parties, and I hope next year to come back, sure, and to visit some other festivals. I never know, it's always like day, each day brings some news, so who knows, maybe tomorrow I got some new booking, some invitation, so we meet again somewhere. Everything becomes really fast and soon. Our life is just a story. So festivals next year, this year, 10 years later, sure we will meet.
Yes. To end up, really, I invite the people who listen to this interview to check more information about this guy, Atati, MySpace, or just Google it, or whatever will come up. So thank you very much, and yeah, see you probably next year here on maybe some festival before. Thank you very much.
Thank you too, and have a nice time, and see you very, very, very soon. Bye-bye.